Okay, well, lately we've been hearing in recent teachings about the great truth that God has chose us. It's not like we came up with a concept of God and we chose Him to be our God. Nope, He chose us to be His children. And we heard that in the manifestations twice, that He's always loved us, always before time, and that before time he loved us, always been with us. So He wants us to get that point, that He really, really cares for us. Okay? So in light of that, we got a dog here. It's getting excited. He's barking in tongues, I guess. So I want to follow up a little bit more in light of the greatness of this wonderful truth that God has called us before the foundation of the world, that He has seen us, He knows us, He wants us, He's chosen us. And God confirms this so many times in His Word in so many different ways. And I want to share a particular way that God shares with us that He loves us, He cares for us, that we are His forever and for all eternity. And one unique way God communicates His assurity of our eternal relationship is that He has sealed us and certified us as His own. Now, what does it mean to be sealed? S-E-A-L-E-D. Well, the Greek word is S-P-H-R-A-G-I-S-A-M-N-E-N-O-S. That's a toughie to pronounce. I figured I'd better just spell it out. It's used some 25 times. And we're going to look at a few verses and see how God uses this word and how we can be blessed in light of Him using it in light of our relationship. So let's go to Matthew 27:66. So go to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 27:66. This record, that verse that I'll read with you, takes place right after the crucifixion. Jesus is buried, and Herod is upset and concerned that somebody's going to come and take the body. And so he gets several guards together, and he tells them, and in verse 66, go and make it, and that's the grave site, make it as sure as you can. In other words, he wants to make sure that nobody's going to come and take the body, that it's done, it's over with. And so he wants to make sure that location. So they went and made the sepulcher sure, sealing the stone. Now, what do you think they did to seal the stone? You think they got some plaster or cement, you know, put the stone in the entranceway and cemented the cracks and really sealed it that way? Or maybe they got a barrel of Gorilla Glue and stuck it around that stone so it would stay adhered in that entrance to where the grave was located. Well, that's not really it. The sealing of the stone is really referring to that the king or anybody in authority puts their seal, their stamp. They have a particular identification that represents their authority, their kingship, whatever, and they stamp that on there. And so that's what they did. And so on this stone was the king's seal or Herod's seal, and nobody wants to mess with him. It was a seal of confirmation. And people obviously respect that seal because of the authority it represents. And we're in our culture and time, we deal with this. I don't know if you notice at the gas stations while you're paying top dollar for gasoline, you look at the pump and they have little seals there. And those seals are from the inspector that comes and makes sure that those pumps are accurate. And so his seal is on there. He signs that sticker. Weight machines are calibrated, and they have seals to make sure, again, that they're calibrated perfectly and are a correct weight. And, of course, all your documents, many documents have different government seals on them, and it's certified. Even the steaks you buy at the grocery store, if it's a prime rib, they certify it. They stamp on the outside, this is certified, it's sealed, it's sure, this is what it is. And of course, Consumer Reports, you might be familiar with them. And they are an authority that puts their seal on different products that they have tested to make sure that it's the very best in its category. So I think you get the idea here when we're talking about it is sealed. Let's look at John 6:27. John 6:27. And in this verse, it says, labor not for the meat that perish. Okay, so, you know, do you want to put a lot of effort in those things that eventually perish? But, as the verse goes on, but for that meat that endureth unto everlasting life. So we want to get involved. We want to labor for that which has a little bit of longevity to it. And those are the spiritual realities that our Father has given us. The verse goes on, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father, what? Sealed. See, God has sealed it, this eternal life with the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus was the certified one to redeem mankind. So what a blessing it is for us that our efforts and our time is spent in giving and serving within the family of God, where we'll produce fruit forever. You know, whatever we do for God and now, we'll have eternal results, fruits, rewards. And that's what this is talking about. And God has sealed it with his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? Now, let's go to 2 Corinthians, if you would. 2 Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 21. And we'll see another verse here that uses this word and see what it says in regard to our relationship with God. 2 Corinthians 1:21. Now he which establisheth us with you in Christ and hath anointed us is God. Verse 22, who hath also, what? Sealed us. He has sealed us. He put his stamp of approval on us. He has certified us. We are sealed. Isn't that wonderful? And like I said early on, God communicates in a number of wonderful ways in his words how much he has loved us and cared for us, and that this is a surety. You know, it's like speaking in tongues. What a surety that is. That should be our seal in light of we know without a shadow of a doubt that we've got God's Spirit in us. We're born again. We have eternal life. Because I can speak in tongues. Isn't that fantastic? So God has sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. And that's that gift of Holy Spirit. And that's pretty fantastic. 9 manifestations. We can do signs, wonders, and miracles. We can hear from God. Oh my goodness. We have so much power in light of that gift of Holy Spirit. My goodness, Jesus said, the works I do, you're going to do, and greater works. And it's all because we have this Spirit within us, this gift of Holy Spirit. We can do these great things. And yet, it says in God's Word here in verse 22, He has given us the earnest, the token. It's a little bit of what really is going to come in the future. So we have it, even bigger things to come. Man, oh man. So we have God's stamp of approval. Isn't that wonderful? Well, go to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 11. Ephesians 1:11 says, "In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated," or meaning foreknown, "according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will." I love this statement in here because I get a mind picture. You know, when great decisions are made, you get all the wise people together, the experts in all the different fields that they represent, so you can make some great decision. You have this great council of brainiacs to make the decision that's required. You have a certain purpose in mind. How are we going to do it? I love it. It says, according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will. He doesn't need any counselors. He's got it covered, and it's His will to do what He's decided to do. And we're a big part of what God has purposed. And verse 12 kind of indicates that we, here it is, that we should be what? To the praise of His glory, who first trusted in Christ. Wow. God brags on us. We are the result of God's purpose in making available a relationship of a father and a son filled with the power of God. So we are to the praise of His glory. He brags on us. Well, verse 13, "In whom ye also trusted after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel, the good news of your salvation, in whom also after that you believed." You were what? Sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Man, oh man, sealed. Isn't it wonderful how God communicates things? And I love this, where He has sealed us with that Holy Spirit of promise. We're certified. That Holy Spirit is the stamp of approval, if you will, of who we are as sons of God. You and I have made the best decision possible when we believed on the Lord Jesus Christ and God raising Him from the dead. And God's Word says we have been sealed. We have gone through the process whereby God has sealed us in Christ. Just fantastic. Well, Ephesians 4:30. We're going to close here. Ephesians 4:30. And here it says, "Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto" when? "The day of redemption." Well, how long is that seal good for? You know, I mentioned about the gas tanks having those certified seals on there to make sure the measurement's accurate. They do it, I don't know, every month or whatever it is. For us, the seal of this gift of Holy Spirit that we have is until the redemption, until Christ comes back and we get a new body, a new spiritual body. Wow, that's how long it lasts. So, are we going to believe God's word or man's word in our times? You know, man's saying a lot of things. Our culture is really deteriorating. But God's word is still the truth. God's word says the truth. It says who we really are, and we are sealed in Christ. Man, oh man. You know, God's word is like the Consumer Report, okay? You believe God's word, and you can walk in great deliverance because you have been sealed. You have it. You are it. You are a man of God, a woman of God, filled with Christ within. So let's remember this as we walk in the days ahead, that God's got us covered. And so we can have the confidence. We heard that in the manifestations. He encouraged us to have that confidence that we can go forward knowing that God is our Father and that Christ is coming back at any time. So we are sealed. We are His forevermore. You have God's stamp of approval forever. Okay? Well, Heavenly Father, thank you for, again, for the truth of your word that we can bank on, that we can trust, that we know now without a shadow of a doubt who we are, and that you have sealed us with Christ within, this Holy Spirit that we have. And Father, I pray that we can just be worthy enough to continue to walk with you and work with you, Father, and do the things you call us to do. We all have functions in this wonderful body of Christ, and I pray that we can know what that is and do what you call us to do. So I pray for your people here this morning, for blessing them, for continuing to communicate with them and encourage them, that we can be the very best children. And we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh,